All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Ryan. And Mike, this is going to be looking like an interesting week weather-wise. Looks like we got some cooler temperatures and some rain on the way. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we're looking at an unsettled next few days. Two main time periods for rain. One's going to come later this afternoon through tonight and into early Tuesday. That's probably going to bring a good quarter to half inch of rainfall for most of central Indiana. Heaviest amounts should be south of I-70. We'll get a breather later Tuesday into the first half of Wednesday, and then the more significant rainfall is going to come beginning late Wednesday throughout Thursday and ending by early Friday. And that has to do with what will be the remnants of the tropical storm that's down in the Gulf right now, Tropical Storm Zeta, which will be making landfall on Wednesday in the northern Gulf. Those remnants are going to come up north into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys on Thursday, interact with some upper-level energy to produce a widespread area of potentially 1 to 2 inches of rain, especially, again, focused mainly I-70 and points south across the state. There'll be lighter amounts further to the north. But with those amounts and some of the rainfall today, again, we could see some localized minor flooding impacting southern parts of the state, especially on Thursday, before we transition into a quieter, dry, and seasonably cool pattern going into the upcoming weekend.
And it seems like folks up north are getting a little bit less than everybody else. Is that right?
That's right, but still getting rain that's beneficial with our recent drought conditions. We've really put quite a dent in the drought conditions over the last week. We're going to do even more of that here over the next 4 or 5 days before we transition into a drier period late week going into this weekend and potentially most of next week looking rather dry as well.
I think a lot of parents and kids have this question on their mind since it is this week. What's it look like for Halloween for much of Indiana?
Weather looks really good. We're expecting dry conditions, sunny skies during the day, should be mainly clear Saturday night. As I mentioned, seasonably cool, and really it's going to be cool throughout the week. High temperatures in the 40s and 50s the next few days, but we will warm a little bit into the weekend. Right now for Saturday, thought is high temperatures are going to be in the mid and upper 50s, maybe near 60, with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s, lower 40s on Saturday night.
Any precautions that you think people need to take, given all the weather it looks like we are going to get this week?
I think, again, the biggest thing is our risk for minor flooding is going to be greatest in that Wednesday night, Thursday time frame when we see the heaviest rainfall coming up from the tropical remnants. So certainly don't want to drive into any flooded roadways. Watch for ponding of water and low-lying, poor drainage areas, and certainly near the creeks and streams.
And also, I guess, are any of these going to be like thunderstorms and have some, you know, lightning with them, or is it just going to be some rain showers?
At this point, we think majority of the thunderstorms are going to remain near and south of the Ohio River. So right now, we don't have any mention of thunderstorms. Again, it's going to be warmer, a little bit more instability. You get down into Kentucky and points south.
All right. He is meteorologist Mike Ryan with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet, John. Thank you.